On a prior issue of this series, Dr. Chris Willett described his groundbreaking clinical research evaluating the role of the anti-VEGF agent bevacizumab in rectal cancer. The main outcome of this very small phase 1-2 study was evaluation of a variety of translational tissue factors and imaging, and this work is often quoted in investigator commentaries on the proposed mechanism of action of this fascinating agent. At around the same time, a group of investigators at MD Anderson, led by Dr. Chris Crane, launched a parallel phase 2 study evaluating neoadjuvant therapy with chemotherapy, bevacizumab, and radiation therapy. I met with Dr. Crane to discuss this work and other important research initiatives in colorectal cancer, and he began our conversation by commenting on the background to the rectal cancer study.
Very early on, when early single-arm studies, including a randomized phase 2 study in colorectal cancer incorporating Avastin with standard chemotherapy, which at the time was IFL, were being done and people started talking about Avastin, we initiated the trial in 2004 looking at neoadjuvant chemo radiation without a lot of good correlative science. We were really looking at trying to get a high-volume center to put a lot of patients on to get some phase 2 data to see if we could expand that to a multi-institutional study, whereas Chris had been very careful about the science. And we also wanted to incorporate this concept of seeing if we can improve the response to chemo radiation with a targeted agent and then have that lead to more limited surgery. I think that there, in general, stage 2 and 3 rectal cancer patients are potentially overtreated with either too many patients receiving radiation or too many patients receiving adjuvant chemotherapy or possibly too many patients receiving radical surgery. So potentially you could get preoperative chemo radiation, radical surgery to remove your rectum and maybe gives you a permanent colostomy, and then adjuvant chemotherapy with FOLFOX. That's a lot of treatment. But there are several aspects of that that I think could be minimized with the same outcome and improve quality of life. So that's something I guess we can move on to. But the aspect of this study that we were interested in trying to explore based on our retrospective data was, could we do a limited surgical procedure instead of radical surgery in the patients who responded? The problem was that our highest volume surgeons just aren't ready to do that. We had one or two local excisions, but our retrospective information suggests that if there's a pathologic complete response, local excision alone in a node negative patient is adequate therapy rather than the radical surgery that changes their bowel function forever and maybe leaves them with a permanent colostomy.
But you can't determine whether somebody's had a pathologic response unless you have the surgery, right?
Correct. But what you can do is do endoscopic evaluation after surgery. If there's a clinical complete response, you can do the local excision as a biopsy. So you're really taking that tumor bed and looking at it in the microscope, and if it's a pass CR rate, you're done. If it's not a pass CR, then you have to decide what to do. And generally, if there's gross disease, clearly further radical surgery would be indicated. But if there's microscopic disease, then we don't have enough information. But potentially, that's still a very good prognosis with only the surgery that had been done. That was a trial question. And again, this is very experimental. So people out there listening to this probably will have a patient refuse radical surgery and they have to decide how hard they're going to push them to take the radical surgery. And if they have complete disappearance of tumor and you biopsy it up and down, you might be able to get your surgeon to do a local excision. If it's negative and there's no cells there, then you could feel good about saying to this patient, well, you know, I'm sorry you're refusing radical surgery, but it's probably going to be okay. But if there's gross residual disease there, that patient's not going to do well unless they have radical surgery.